Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 2 Timothy, we finished chapter 1. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in 2 Timothy. We're going to start chapter 2 today. And I hope that you'll follow along, have pencil and paper to take notes, and go right along with us throughout this study. Now, also, let me just say this. Getting just a little bit older. Matter of fact, as you're listening to me right now, if I'm not 65, I'm about to turn 65, which I do on August the 19th. And we are expanding ourselves here in ministry. We have our own local radio station now. We're connected with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and we do some of our own programming as well as use a lot of theirs. And we are glad of that association with them. It's been a blessing. And we trust and pray it will continue to be a blessing. And we've also enjoy our connection with the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, and then also way out there in the Yap Islands and those people in that area in Micronesia, and then as well as in Haines City there, Landmark Baptist College, 90.3. All of these are great stations, great people, good, godly people, and I am not ashamed to be associated with those radio stations and what they stand for, those people in their doctrine and in their personal daily lives. And so it's a privilege to do that. I also am on the board of Baptist International Missions, and I'm on the board of the Sword of the Lord. And I love those two great ministries. And I've always felt like I don't deserve to be on either board, but the Lord has me on there for one reason or another. But those are godly men. Every time I get together with those men, whether it's at Baptist International Missions or whether it's at the Sword of the Lord, I feel like I'm a lion in a den of Daniels. Those are just wonderful godly men to be with, and I'm so edified every time I get to round them. Now, as many of you know, our ministry is a Bible teaching ministry. God laid that upon my heart many years ago as I listened to a very well-known radio speaker who, with his daily program, was teaching some doctrine that was really false, but a lot of folks, even in our fundamental groups, were being taken in by it. And as I began to pray and ask the Lord to raise up speakers that would preach the Word of God and teach the Word as it is to men as they are, God impressed that upon me, and it's been God's hand all the way. He's provided me with a brother, Dick Vaught, who just does an outstanding job, and I record these messages usually on a Wednesday afternoon, anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours of recording time, and then he breaks them down into segments and divides them up, removes my multitude of mistakes out of there, and then he makes it ready for presentation on radio. And then Dr. Mark Hopper, who has done an outstanding job with our websites, and he's a manager of our radio station, and he's really the one that's the brains behind it. Dr. Hopper has doctorate degrees. I think he has at least three of them, and he's got them in theology, but he has them in computer technology. As a matter of fact, he helped to develop the email systems that we use today, and he helped to develop those with the military years ago. And so God gave me some of the best men. Then Brother Jerry Banks, our announcer, with that great FM voice of his, and here he has taught school these many years, and in his retirement days now, he is doing this for us, and God not only provided us with great knowledgeable men, but he also provided us with men that give of themselves, and they do it freely. Now, friend, that is amazing in and of itself. And because of that, we are able to put out these messages and the books of the Bible as you go through it. Many of you realize that as you've listened to the Lamp and Light broadcast, unless there's been a problem where a CD, a MP3 file or something has broken down, all of our programs are new studies. We don't repeat and haven't repeated. We started in April of 2000, and we continue to teach and preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are, but speaking the truth in love. And we've had Brother Vaught with us the entire time, and what a blessing that has been to have him. And I say all of that to say this. You know that we have not asked for money, and we're not going to start that now. We believe that your tithe belongs to your local church, and we believe that you should do that. Then secondly, if you have a radio station as the one you're listening to, you realize that they are a faith-based radio station just like the one that we have now in the Ocala, Florida area. And being a faith-based station, they just trust on the offerings of God's people, for God to lay it on their heart and to give. And they make sure that we have good godly speakers. We make sure the music is right, the right Bible's used, all of that. And I'm just laying that out to you to say that those radio networks, those radio stations are next in line if you give an offering, which is above your tithe. Your tithe is 10% of your income, and offering is anything above that. And you pray about it, and if God lay that radio station on your heart, then do so. Then if this particular ministry, Lamp and Light, has blessed your heart, what you send in goes to help us with broadcasting. We have found that equipment breaks down. And when radio equipment breaks down, it costs a lot of money to replace it, computers and other things. And so if you'd like to give an offering, not your tithe. Your tithe belongs to your local church. But if you would give an offering, then I would encourage you to pray about it first and then send it in. But we don't want it if it's a tithe, because the tithe belongs to your local church. So I hope that I make that perfectly clear. I do that from time to time. I like to do that here on this time before we get into the next part of our Bible study of a book of the Bible each time we have that break. And so I hope that you will consider these things and think on these things. Now, as we go to our text, we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're just starting with this chapter. And I'm going to read the first two verses just to kind of get us off the ground here and then make a few comments and start teaching. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Now, as we continue in this study, it's good to remember that the books of 1 and 2 Timothy, as well as the book of Titus, serve as church manuals. The first book looks at conduct within the church, its administration, while the second book of Timothy seems to point more to the battle that goes on outside the walls of the church as we, as members together of the same body, war against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, these two books, along with Titus, show all young pastors what God decrees for them as pastors and the manner in which to lead the local church. In like manner, the church is to know this so that they know the pastor is doing what he is supposed to do, and they follow that lead. And so we have that together. So as we go into our text, let us first see a son in the Lord here in these first two verses of 2 Timothy chapter 2. He says, "Thou therefore, my son." Now, this is Paul's spiritual son, not his physical son. And we're seeing here that Paul, as a spiritual father, gave him a good, strong spiritual rearing, teaching him and helping him to grow in the faith. And so he says, therefore. Now, the word therefore takes us back to chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. And particularly verse 13, he says, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." And you know, as I look at that, when he says there to hold fast, it means to get a death grip. Just have a death grip on sound words. That is doctrine and the practice of it. And by the way, we get that from the Word of God, the Bible, sound doctrine and how it's supposed to be done. And this pastor is to guard that which the Holy Ghost has committed to him, and particularly his call, because as a pastor, we are called to be watchmen. We're watchmen for the local churches. That is pastoral duty. I get concerned sometimes when I see that pastors, young pastors particularly, they go off into these various conferences, how your church can double in 2 years. And they never put it together that the churches that are teaching that, their churches haven't doubled in 2 years. They used to say how your church can double by this time next year, but then they don't get them back to the conference because the church didn't double, so they make it 2 years to give them a chance to double it, but also get more money from the second time. And oftentimes there is a little fee for this and a fee for that. And that's one of the reasons I like the Sword of the Lord conference, because it's 18 different preachers and they're not up there how-to and telling you how bad you are, that you can't do things like they do. They're just telling you to preach the word. They're preaching against sin. They're encouraging us to be soul winners and testimonies for the Lord. And they're not telling you that your church is not as good as someone else's church. They're just telling you, brethren, if you got 10, then you'd be a great leader of 10. If you've got 1,000, be a great leader of 1,000. You do, because what God would have you to do, because God makes some men to be captains of tens. He makes some to be captains of 50s. He makes some to be captains of 100s. And he makes some to be captains of 1,000s.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.